a quick chazor to review what we saw yesterday, Rashi and the Rashbah, as it was presented and formulated here in the Moreshes Moshe. Rashi Shita is that Hanan tells me something about the Chatich itself, that even if there would be Shishim in the second Bishul, and we would be able to be Mevatel the Isra Balua, but nevertheless, that's only as far as the other Chatichos are concerned, and that would be Mater them, but as far as the Chatich itself, it remains Asura. And he adds here a note in this paragraph about Rashi that Al Kain Kosaf Atur Shalafi Rabbeinu Ephraim Shalonemar Din Chaticha Nas Nevel Bishari Surum Gama Chaticha Atzma Muteres. Meaning, if Hanan would apply to Shari Surum, then the Chatich itself would remain Asura even when there's a full-fledged Bittel. Rabbi Ephraim holds that there's no Chatich Nas Nevel in Shari Surum, hence the Chatich itself after Bittel is Muteres. Then we mention the Rashba's Shita, that the thrust and the point of Hanan is for the other Chatichos, to generate an Isur in the other Chatichos, even if there's Shishim Keneged the Balua. But if you ask why is the Chatich itself Asura, that's for a different reason. That's under the din of Efshel Soto Asur, which means that Isur Sheba Enu Niflat Mimenu Legamre. Now, the Rashba holds that, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that in Shari Surum there is no din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Nevertheless, the Chaticha itself remains Asura, even in Shari Surum, Bishum, the Chayshinan Shema, Lopolta, Legamri, Lopolta Kol. He quotes here the Sefer HaTshuvos, the Ravan, and perhaps the Baal HaMor, that ba'ofen she'ein shir nesinas tam ela mashehu, ein ba koach lesser acheros, achaticha atzma asura, that even when there's ample volume here for bittul, and there's only a mashehu, nevertheless, the other chatichos become utaros as a result of bittul, and this chaticha doesn't have the power to generate an isur for the acheros because it's only a mashu vis-a-vis the acheros. Hachaticha atzma asura, and that reflects what we saw earlier in the Rashba, that although in Shari Surum there's no dinu chaticha nasis nevela, but the chaticha atzma remains asura because of chayshinam shelo polta legamre. That's more or less a review of what we had yesterday with the Rashi and the Rashba, adding a little bit today. Now there is a Tazia that we want to mention in Sadi, and he claims that the Dinu Chaticha Nas Level does not apply to Isurim Durabonon. The Isurim Durabonon Lo Amrinu Chaticha Nas Level. So that would have an implication as far as Basar Of Becholov. There would be no din of Chaticha Nas Nevela, and therefore, in a case of Min Bimino, it would be Batel, because we're dealing with Basar Of Becholov, which is only Darabonah, there's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Now, he writes here in the Moreshes Moshe that according to the Rambam, the din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela does not apply in Shari Surim. And he writes that's also the case according to the Ran, that if there is He quotes here the name of the Ran, that Efshal Sochto does not apply to Shari Surim, at least on a Doraisa level. I thought that this would be explained according to the Shi'urei HaRav that we saw yesterday. He says that according to the Rambam, the machlokas regarding Efshel Soto Asur or not depends upon how you define Basa B'cholov. That if you define Basa B'cholov as an Isur Machmas Atzmo, then I understand that Efshel Soto is Asur. Whereas if you hold that Basa B'cholov is an Isur Machmas Bolua, then that Belia will be Batel in the second Tavshil, because the whole Isur is because of the Bilua. That's called an Isur Machmas Balua. If, on the other hand, the Isur is Machmas Atzmo, then the piece of meat becomes Nevela, becomes Isur Machmas Atzmo, and therefore the Isur remains in that piece of meat, just like if you had an avail that fell into Basa Shkuta, you could add as a million pieces of Basa Shkuta and apply Bittur, but that original piece remains Asura, it's an avail in and of itself. And the Rav points out that if you hold that Efshel Soto is also because, in the Rambam Shita, because Basa B'cholov is an Isur Machmas Atzmo, then this halacha of Efshel Soto also would have no application to Shari Surei Torah, because in Shari Surei Torah, unquestionably, the Isur is an Isur Machmas Bilua. So he says, therefore, that according to the Rambam Shita B'Shari Surim, everybody would agree, even if you hold Efshel Soto Asur, that Efshel Soto is Mutar, which basically means that it's an Isur Machmas Bilua. So if I take this explanation of the Rav and I put it here into the Moreshes Moshe's presentation of the Ran, that Efshel Soto B'Shari Surim is only Midrabanan, which means that even if I hold Efshel Soto is Asur Midaraisa, that's only in Basa B'chol, but not in Shari Surim. And the reason for that is because Efshel Soto Asur is just a reflection of Isur Machmas Atzmo. If it's an Isur Machmas Bilua, then Efshel Soto is Mutar, because all we need is to get rid of the Bilua. We don't have to get rid of the Cheftz of the Isur of Basa B'chol. Now, Rav Soloveitcher claims here in the Shiur Marav that if we hold like Rabbeinu Tam, then the machlokas about Efshel Soto Asur, Efshel Soto Mutar, is going to apply to Shari Surim, because here we're getting into an issue where it's an Isur Machmas Bilua, but the question is there Bittul B'chatzi Chaticha? So it's a question of Bittul, and the scope of Bittul, the application of Bittul, that issue is going to apply straight across the board. It's not limited to Basa B'cholov. It applies to Shari Surim. So therefore, in Rabbeinu Tam's favorite reference, if I hold Efshel Soto Asur in Basa B'cholov, then by definition I hold Efshel Soto Asur in Shari Surim as well, which is Halach and Bittul. Now, I didn't find yet in the Moreshes Moshe a discussion about those Rishonim who would apply Efshel Soto on a Doraisa level, Bishar Isurim. He does mention, for example, here that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Baal Yad Tosfos, Bishari Surim Lekadin Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And then he has a discussion in Shari Surim. If, let's say, a piece of Basar Heta was Bolea a serious amount of time Nevela, and then it fell into the second Kedera, what about that piece that was Bolea in the first Bishal? Do we say that all the time was Niflat, and therefore this Chatich becomes Muteres? Or do we say no? That Chayshin and Shema lo polta hakol, not everything went out. But in terms of finding a discussion about about applying Efshe Soto Osu to Shari Suma on a Doraisa level, that I'm still looking for, but there are many, many pages here, so I haven't finished at all the research. Now, it's already 7:30, so I think we should go back to the Gemara itself. I'm far from finished with the sugi of Chatich and Asa Levela. So first of all, in the Ian Shir at 11:45, we're going to still pick that up. And secondly, I reserve myself the right, even in the early Shir, to come back to it. But for today, I think we should move on just to get some groundwork in the Gemara.
That's
fine. So we're on Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph. And we're looking at De Itmar. Let's see if we can find this. It's approximately eight lines up from the bottom of the Amud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. The Itmar, Rav Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri Efshel Esokto Osur, Ushmul Rab Shimon Barab Yos Berebi Veresh Lokish, the Amri Efshel Esokto Mutter. So let's just review the Soda Plukta. If you hold that Basu B'chol is an Iser Machmas Atzmo, then we understand very well why Efshel Soto is Asur. And then we could say that the thrust of this din of Efshel Soto Asur is to Asur the other Chatichos, meaning it's not enough that they have Shishim against the Tam. On the other hand, Shmuel and the others hold that Efshel Soto Mutter, they hold that Basa B'cholov is not an Iser Machmas Atzmo, but rather it's an Iser Machmas Bolua. So that would be the explanation according to the Rambam Sheet and probably the Ran as well. But leaving that sheet on the side, the Bali Atosus, and especially Rabbi Nitam, and that's on Daf Kuf, they would understand the Plukta in a whole different light, and that is, can we apply Bittel, or is there a limitation that doesn't allow us to apply Bittel? Which means the following, that since we have established that...
No matter how you define the Isa.
Since we've established that Chaticha Nasas Nevela, which means that there's still some time in the Basar, and now it falls into the second Kedera. Now, can we apply Bittel to the Tam of that Basar if the Basar itself is not Bittel? Because we have two features, two dimensions to that Chaticha. It's both Be'en and it's Bilua. And now the issue is whether we can apply Bittel in such a case.
So that redefines the issue.
Right, and then it becomes a universal issue. It's not limited to Basar B'Cholov. So we're not sure here. Are the Tanoim or the Amoraim arguing about the nature of the Issa Basa B'Cholov, whether it's an Issa Machmas Atzma, Issa Machmas Bilua, and that's going to be one approach to the Rishonim, or alternatively, they're arguing about Dinei Bittel. Can we apply Bittel in this case when the original Chaticha remains a Chaticha Asura? Now, the thought just crossed my mind right now, at this moment, that maybe there's something in this shiur that I don't understand, and he vacillates whether or not there's bittul chatzi chaticha. Let's just talk about the following case. Let's say a piece of nevela falls into 60 pieces, 60 kezesim of basa shkuta. So we're going to apply bittul here, right? Now, that original nevela remains asura. So you're only applying Bittel to the Tam. You're not applying Bittel to the Be'en. The Be'en remains in the same status. You know, if you could identify the Nevela, then you'd have to take it out and throw it out. You could not eat it. Even though the Tam and Nevela was Batel in the Taroves. And Rav Soloveitchik is claiming that that's a universal principle in Bittel, that you can... According to Manyomu, who says Efshel Soto Asur, it means you can't apply Bittel if the original Chaticha as a Be'en remains Asura. So how do we reconcile that with every classic Bittel where if I could identify the Isur, let's say the Nevela, I have to take it out, I can't eat the Nevela, even though the Tam is Bittel and all the other Chatichas are Mutaros. So the Rav is going to say in that case, let me just see if I can get the mathematics, that you would need shishim against the entire nevela. And if you have shishim against the entire nevela, then basically what happens is we're being mevatel. See, I don't know how to formulate it. Are we being mevatel the be'en? We're not being mevatel the be'en because the be'en remains osur. We're being mevatel all the tam that was niflat from that be'en. And we see the be'en as if it's a maximum carrier, if you follow it. I mean, in other words, the tam that went into this this tavshil is equal to the size of the nevela itself. Right, if it's nevela, for sure it's chaticha nasa nevela.
What I'm saying is, in order to say that the chaticha is also, it's because you have to say chaticha nasa nevela.
Correct. So when the Rav says that if you hold after soto asur, there's no bitul l'chatzi chaticha, he's not denying that if you have shishim against the chaticha, everything is mutter. He's denying that if you have shishim against the shishim against the belia, right, the tam balua, that's niflat, and that's reflected in the original bishul, you know, let's say in the case of Basa B'chol, the tipas cholav, so that's not going to be mutter. Why? Because since the chaticha itself is asura, and that's based on the principle of chaticha nas in the veil, which means that there still always remains tam of Iser in that chaticha. You can never get rid of all that tam. You can be mamayadit, but not get rid of it. So then you're going to need bishul against the entire chaticha. That's called ein bitul lechatzi chaticha. Right. So let's just, again, I'm sorry that I'm speaking out loud, my thoughts out loud, but I just want to clarify that, you know, the Rav is not saying that because a piece of nevela mamish, you know, it was born nevela, falls into 60 pieces of shkuta, that you can't apply bittul because the nevela itself remains asura b'toras be'en, and therefore ein bittul chatzi chaticha. The Rav is only using this principle, ein bittul chatzi chaticha, to explain this principle of efshel soto asur in a case where there's only shishim against the tam hanivla. And he's saying that since the original chaticha remains asura, despite all the bittul in the world, it means that the entire chaticha is asura. So you need shishim against the entire chaticha. He's not denying that we can be mevatel the tam that goes out of this entire chaticha. He's only pointing out you can't be mevatel the tam that went into this chaticha. That would not be sufficient to be matir the acheros. Okay, let's go on. Visava Rav Efshel Soto Asur. The Gemara has just concluded that according to Rav Efshel Soto Asur, Vayitmar, we have another statement of Rav, which we're going to study in Mirz Hashem in depth. Kizayis Basash and Nofal Litoch Yoreshel Cholov, Omar Rav HaBasar Asur VaCholov Mutar. Now, what the Gemara means is as follows, that there was a piece of basar, and there was not enough in the basar because a smaller volume of basar fell into this large yora full of cholov to create a tam, to generate a tam of basar in the cholov. Which means, therefore, that the cholov is going to be mutar. On the other hand, the basar obviously absorbed a full-fledged tam of cholov, so the basar itself becomes asur. So Gemara now analyzes isal kedaitach efshel soto asur, and now we turn to daf kuf chesam and beis kasha is cholov amay mutar. How can you be mati the cholov nevelahu? Now what happens is the following: that when the piece of meat falls into this very large vat of cooking hot milk, so there's a certain, let's say, minimum volume of cholov which enters into the chatichas basar, and that's enough to, because it's more than 1 to 60, that's enough to generate an Isar on the Basar. Now once there's an Isar on the Basar, then what we're going to say now is, one second, let me get this straight, that so again, there's Chalav now in the Basar. The Basar, so, just give me a second, sorry, I had this one. The Asra Bala, the Asra is Bala Afhumitam HaBasar V'Nesar. The Chaticha becomes the Vela. Talks to the Chalav can evict the Chosmini from the Chaticha. I think he's talking about Min B'Mino. Just give me one second. Oh, he must be talking about Min B'Mino. That's what we're talking about. Oh, so what happens now is when the Basar falls into this Yarishal Chalav, it absorbs the Chalav. Now, since the cooking process continues, then some of that Tam Cholav is going to go into the Yora of Cholav. And that Tam Cholav is Min B'Mino with the Cholav. And therefore all the Cholav has to be also, not just the Basar. So what does this have to do with Efshel is Sokto? So let's just go through it. If we're saying that Efshel is Sokto means that it becomes an Isur Machmas Atzmo, so in Mela now we have the Cholav that's going out, and that's called Min B'Mino. What if we go with the other approach, that there's no possibility of Bittul here because the original piece becomes Asur? So then the Gemara is not asking about Min B'Mino. So he quotes here in the footnote the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam in this long Tosis Amai, that according to the Man Yom Min B'Mino Eino Batal is Trichim Bechol Chatichas Isur Hanofeles Likdera Shishim Berotev Levatas Chatichas Sura Shirak Bazeh Betela Mishum She'ein Harotev Mino. So that's what's called Efshel Soto Osur. So we're now going to need Shishim in the Chatichos to be Mevatel the Rotev. Right, because what happens? There was Shishim in the Rotev to Vatal the Chaticha. And now we're going to say that since the Basar and the Rotev has Min B'Shein Omino, therefore it's Batal. But now we have another problem. B'Nosafla Zetzrichim Shishim B'Chatichos Levatal Esarotev. Why is that? Because before we said that we needed Shishim in the Rotev to Vatal the Chaticha Sura. Now we're flipping it around. It was saying we need Shishim in the Chatichos to Vatal the Rotev. Why? Because the Rotev is Nivla the Chatichas Isur. The Chazav in Nivla Heimenu. Okay, we'll have to see about this Rashbam in the future. But at least I think the one pshat that we can go with that's very solid and very understandable is if we approach this sugya from the Rambam's perspective, once the Cholav is Nivla in the Basar, that Cholav becomes Isur Machmas Atzmo, and now in the Cholav mixes with the other Cholav, it doesn't matter what the volume is, that's going to be Min B'Mino V'Eino Batel. The Olam Kasova Rav Efshel Soto Osa V'Shani Hasam. So Gemara takes a bit of a stab at this, and the Gemara is going to completely reject this. Ti omar kolo sevashal gedi b'chalev imo. So the thrust of the isur is the gedi. And therefore, gedi asra Torah v'lo cholav. So the Torah never prohibited chalav that was bolea basa. The Torah was only against the eating of basa that was bolea cholav. So what it turns out here is that when this chatichas basa falls into this kedera, this yorishal cholav, so yeah, there's plenty of tam basa going into the cholav, but that's not a problem because tam basa and cholav was never an issue. The Torah only asked for the gedi and not the cholav. So it's interesting, according to this interpretation of the Gemara, why does Rav have to say basar asur? What's the language here again? Basar asur b'cholav mutar. I mean, the truth is, he didn't need the case of basar that fell into yorash al cholav to teach me that the cholav is mutar. The cholav is mutar. Even if I would, let's say I would take a massive amount of meat and cook it in a very minimum amount of milk, that would also be mutter, the cholav would be mutter, because cholav is never asur bas b'chol. Maybe the chiddush of Rav is that the basar is asur. In other words, if Rav's chiddush is that gedi asur Torah v'lo cholav, I don't know why did Rav have to formulate that in the case of a small amount of basar that fell into a large volume of cholav, which sounds like what he's saying is that there wasn't enough basar in order to asa the cholav, but that's not true. Even if there would have been a massive amount of basar, it still would not asa the cholav. So I don't know why did Rav feel compelled to formulate this halacha in that particular scenario. He should just say it in general, that los vashel gedi means the Torah prohibits the meat, not the milk. Unless he wants to tell you a chiddush that you might think that this milk has a din of meat. Yeah, but then again, he should have told me that in a case where there's a massive volume. Maybe he's just telling me the chiddush that the basar is asur. Why would I think the basar is not asur if it fell into a massive amount of milk? I don't know. I don't see the answer to that question. Do you have any footnotes in your Gemara? Maybe he asks this question by chance. Here I don't see any footnotes.
I don't think so. Just that he just explains the Gemara that ghee, which was cooked with milk, but not the opposite, as you said, that's mutar.
Right. But isn't it clear that in this particular Hava, I mean, the Gemara is going to reject this, but if you would take massive amounts of meat and cook it in milk, and you have the milk with all the tam of basar, it would be mutter, because the Torah never asked it cholav sheyesh bo tam basar, it only asked it basar sheyesh bo tam cholav.
Right.
I think that's correct.
Very strange.
Very strange Hava. Right.
Very strange.
It sounds strange to our ears, because
right,
it's so antithetical. Right. So the Gemara says, "V'samar Rav, can you accuse Rav of holding gedi asur Torah v'lo cholav? Itmar chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis cholav shebishlan ze im ze omar Rav loke al achiloso." Okay, now there's another part to Rav which we're going to get to later. Eino loke al bishulo. Now the bishul is only a half a zayis of each, so that's not enough to generate a chiyuv for bishul. But let's focus on the ratio of Rav loke al achiloso. Why is he getting malchus for the achil? He only ate a chatzizayis basar. It must prove that the Torah prohibits not only the basar but also the cholav. Isakadak the gedi asur Torah lo cholav is achila my loke. Why should he get malchus chatzishir? He did not eat a full kizayis of basar here. He only ate a half kizayis of basar. Elo liom kasav rav cholav nami asur. In other words, a cholav that has the taste of basar in it is also included under the isur los vashel gedi. And therefore, when he eats two half a zaysim, one of which is a half a zayis of basar, the other is a half a zayis of cholav, he gets malchus. Because the cholav is no less asur than the basar. They're both equally asur. So what happens when the small amount of basar falls into the very large volume of chalav, and we're saying the chalav remains mutter? How could that be? This chalav that was absorbed in the basar became asur, and now it's in the mixture with the other chalav. Kigon she nafal is so yore rosachas. That when this basar fell into this pot of milk, well, what's the word? A cauldron? Is there such a word? A cauldron of milk. Is mivla bola mifla lo poli. This is one of those rules in Hilchos Tarovos.
because it's boiling, right?
Right, and it's so involved in being bolea that it can't be poli.
Right.
He says it this way. I'll read to you the way he formulates. He says, "Bi es resicha sayora, hayora, is yuchal abasa livloa estama chalav." Now, we want to go a step further, that after the basar absorbed the tam of the milk and everything became asur, now there's a continuous process of platas tam, and now the chalav is polate its tam into the chalav. He says, "Ach eino yochel lahaflit es hachalav." You know, it's even though the basar was bolea, but it can't be maflit. Usually we say kebolakach polta, just like it was bolea and then it was polit. But here, it can't be so. And why is that? Because kol od lo nocham irsichasa. I was hoping he would a little bit embellish this.
Yeah, because so if I took that chaticha out now,
right, that's the next.
Then it would be bolea. But it's in the process. It's right. Still in the process.
That's right. That's going to be the next question of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Sof sof ki naich hadar polit." You know, it's correct that at some point the basar is so busy being bolea that it doesn't have the opportunity to be polit. So therefore, there's no plate of chalav after the blia because there was no interruption or pause of time to be polit. But the Gemara asks, "Sof sof ki naich hadar polit." As soon as the everything simmers down and there's no longer a process of being bolea, at that point there should be a process of plato. So Gemara answers, "Bishakadam v'silko." That toch kidei, you know, while this whole process of heating is going on, he pulled out the basar, and therefore there was no time for the basar to be polit. So this is a formulation which goes Idi Ditaria Livloa Mifla Lo Polit. Usually we say the other way around. Idi Ditaria Livloa is Mivla Lo Bola, but here we're saying it the flip side. So Blia and Plata are two opposite directions because the same time that's going in is the time that's going to go out. Well, while it's going in, it's not going out. You can't have both simultaneous. But now we get to the main sugya for today, gufa. So we said that according to Rav, if he takes a half his eyes of basar and a half his eyes of chalav and he cooks them together, he's not chayav for bishul. Chatzis eyes basar v'chatzis eyes chalav shebishlan zem zama Rav loke al achiloso v'eino loke al bishul. And until now we were focused on loke al achiloso. And we wanted to prove from Rav that Yechayv not only for eating basa, but also for drinking the cholav. Now we're focused on the seifa of Rav, that he's not chayv for the bishul. Now the reason why he's not chayv on the bishul is because he didn't do a bishul on a full-fledged, on a full kizayis of basar, together with a full kizayis of chalav. So you need a full kizayis of both in order to be chayv for bishul. Once you get to the achila, that's a different story. Then you can eat a half a kizayis of each of the two. So the Gemara is not happy. Manavshach. Fundamentally, Rav is really addressing one issue, and that's tziruf. Can we mitzaref a half a zayis of cholav with a half a zayis of basar? If Rav accepts siruf, and the proof is that he's going to be chayv for achila of a half a kizayis and a half a kizayis, he's a bishul nami likely. Why should he be chayv for bishul? We'll apply the principle of siruf as far as bishul. The Gemara sees no difference between Bishul and Achila. It's a fundamental issue. Is there Tziruv? Can you take two Chatzi Zesim, one of Cholov and one of Basar, and be Chayef for Tziruv? And two halves make a whole. So even though you only have two Chatzi Zesim, but we integrate Basar and Cholov together, and you have full Kizayas. And Rav takes that position with regard to Achila. Why doesn't he take that position with regard to Bishul? If on the other hand Rav sees an absolute barrier between Basar and Cholov and you can't integrate the two, and when the Torah prohibits Basar and Cholov, the Torah had in mind a shear of kizayis of each one of them, is then Al-Achila Navi Lo L'Chayef, why should he be Chayef Malkis in the case where he ate a half a zayis of Basar and a half a zayis of Cholov? L'Yolam Zokta Gemara Lo Mitztarfi. So if Lo Mitztarfi, I understand very well why if he's Mavashel half his ice and a half his ice, he's not Chayev. But why is it that if he eats that mixture, in other words, after he cooks a half his ice of each, then he eats this and it's a full kizayis, we are applying the principle of Mitztarfi, just when you're saying Lo Mitztarfi, and the answer is Beba Miyora Gedola. So let's see what Rashi says about Ba Miyora Gedola. You have it about halfway down the Amud. Rashi says Ulitz Dadim, meaning the Rashi and the Sefer talking about two different scenarios. Omar Rav Lamil say Achal Chatzi Zayis U Chatzi Zayis Basu Chatzi Zayis Cholov Ha Ba Miyora Gedola Shenis Bashal Ba Shir Mizeh U Mizeh. In the original cooking, he had both a kizayis of basar and a kizayis of cholov. Vinesru. Now, what emerges is this entity of basar and cholov. If that be the case, then when he eats a kizayis of this new isa that emerges, he's going to be chayav, even though he didn't eat a kizayis of basar and a kizayis of cholov. So in the Yorah Gedola, he cooked a full kizayis of both basar and cholov. Vinesru is loke al achiloso. So now he gets Malkus for Sachila. Sho'achal Shir Sholem of Isu. Because now everything became Asa. The Basar and the Cholov became Asa. There was a Kizayis of each of them. He doesn't have to eat a Kizayis of each of them because everything became Asa. So all he has to eat is a Kizayis from this whole entity. Shal Shem Echad. I don't know. There's a little Dalit here. What is this Dalit? Me'isur. Me'isur Echad. I don't know, am I reading the right one? Yeah, this is, he calls it Dikduke Sofrim. Let's read that last line in Rashi. Nesru lokal achilos sha'ochol shir sholem shal shem echot. Or mei isur echot. But Vienna Lokal Bishula and Bishul Chatzi Zayis, this is what Rashi calls the Tzadim, because now the case of Bishul is a whole different case where he cooked a half a Zayis Bas and a half a Zayis Cholo. If he would eat that concoction after he cooked it, he would not be Chayav. Why? Because he can't be Mitzarf half a Zayis of Bas and half a Zayis of Cholo. Rav holds Ein Mitzarfit. The only case in which Rav would say that you can eat half a zayis of bas and half a zayis of cholov and be chayav is after you cooked it b'shir sholem. You cooked a full kizayis of bas, so with a full kizayis of cholov, and now you can eat half of that and be chayav malchus. Now, obviously, it's a little choppy. I mean, let's do, you know, to say that Rav made a statement contrasting the chiyuv achila as opposed to the ptur in bishul, but he was talking about two different scenarios. Das abyssal akvetch, if you know what I mean. That's like a bit of pushing an elephant into the eye of a needle.
That's where Levi disagrees.
Ah, no, I don't mean that. I mean the conceptually, I understand Rav very well. I mean, Levi has no a logical reason why you should disagree. I mean, we'll have to try to figure out why he disagrees. But I'm just saying that when Rav made his statement, it's very hard to accept the Gemara's reinterpretation of Rav's statement.
Right.
You know, when Rav says that Ochal is Ochal Chayav, but Bishal Potur, he sounds like he's making a distinction between Bishal and Achil when he's really not. It's just that the case of Bishal was where he was Mavashal a half and a half. The case of Achil was a case where after he was Mavashal a full Kizais and a full Kizais, then he ate half and a half. Bit of a stretch. So let's take a look at Rabbeinu Gershom. You have Rabbeinu Gershom? The olam lo mitzdar. V'hocha b'mayaskinim v'ba miyor gedola shel basar. Basa b'cholov mevushal. Wow. So he's learning that we're talking about one mitzvah. So he's not with he's not on Rashi's page of Litzdadim. There's only one reality here, and that is that he took a chatzi zayis of bas and a chatzi zayis of chalav, and he cooked it after he had already cooked a full shear in the first round. That's called bami yorigdola. So now he takes a chatzi zayis and a chatzi zayis, and he's mevashal it pamacheres. According to Rabbi Gershom, there was a double bishul. So Rav says lo lucky. A bishul lo lucky. Why? Dikfar mevushal. Achil lucky. The ochel kizayis isur. Exactly. This sugi according to Rabbi Gershom is the source for ein bishlach abishul in basa b'chol. We have ein bishlach abishul in Shabbos, but nowhere does the Gemara use that principle, apply it to basa b'chol, at least not explicitly. According to according to Ben Gesh's interpretation, that's exactly what's going on here. When the Gemara is talking about lo cha'eno chayv al bishulo in Rav's favorite reference, it means because ein bishlach abishul.
Which makes sense. If the iser of lo sabashal bidi is do the bishul, and if the war is already mevushal, so then sof kol sof, you
didn't accomplish anything.
You can't accomplish anything.
Right. What does the second bishul accomplish? It's just a ma'aseh kof bi'alma. It's just a technical mechanical act of bishul. It's something that's already mevushal. And basically, according to the Rabbeinu Gershom's pshat and Rav, we'll have to see what Levi holds. The principle that applies to Shabbos in Bishul also applies to Bas V'Cholav. It's a universal principle. This might have implications for other dinim of Bishul. Let's say there's an Isa Lav Doraisa being Bavashal the Korban Pesach. What would happen if Reuven cooked it and then Shimon cooks it, or Reuven cooks it a second time himself? That would not be a violation of the law. We could have argued logically that Ein Bishlach HaBishul is a Shabbos halacha, because in Shabbos it's not the Maisa that's also, it's the Melechus Machshavos, the Tikkun. You know, the Torah doesn't want, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to get involved in 39 categories of Tikkun. But you're not being attacking anything by being Mavashal the second time around. In liquids, you have a different thing, because you say Yesh Bishlach HaBishul Balak, that means because you don't really cook liquids, you only heat them up. So if you heat it up to the boiling point and then it cools down again, when you reheat it the second time, it's like you started from scratch. But in the case of Bishul, the tikkun is changing the machal, you know, making it a cooked edible machal. It's no longer raw. Well, that you already did in the first Bishul. So if you apply that to Shabbos, it might not apply to Basa B'chol. And I believe that that's what Levi is going to say now. That Levi is going to say that he's chayav on bishul, because in Bas B'chol, I don't care whether there's a tikkun or not, did the second bishul change anything or add anything. What I care about is that there was a ma'isa bishul and he cooked it a second time. So would he be chayav on the second bishul? That's the machlokas Rav and Levi according to Rebbe.
Sort of like, you know, in terms of why you do the svarah of gdi is the Rama, the psychological svarah of not, you know, not doing such a thing to the gdi b'chaleivimo. It's a psychological component. So if that's one of the underlying sod of the lav, maybe it doesn't matter whether it was cooked already, it's because you did that act of gdi b'chaleivimo.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So that may
the act itself.
The act itself is it's denigration of your spiritual being, as it were. Not because that's.
So we have here a very fundamental difference of how to interpret this machlokas Rav and Shmuel between Rav and Levi between Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, whereas Rashi is learning that there are two separate cases here, and Rav holds a mitztarfin, which means you can't be chayv for bishul of a chatzi and a chatzi, and basically you wouldn't be chayv if you ate that concoction. But Bam Yorik Dola means you already created a Cheftz of Basar B'chol. You had a Kezayis of Basar and a Kezayis of Cholov in the first Bishul. Now you have a full pot of Basar B'chol. Whatever, if you cut out a Kezayis from that pot, you're Chayiv. So according to Rashi, where does Levi fit into this picture? Let's see. The Gemara says Levi. The Levi Omar Af Loke Al Bishulo. Because he's holding Mitztarfin. That he holds that when the Torah says Lo Svasha Gdi B'Chalevimo, it means that the sum total will be a Kezayis. And in this case, the sum total is a Kezayis. He only cooked a half a Zayis of each, but the sum total is a Kezayis. That's called Mitztarfin. V'chein Tani Levi B'Masnisu. I guess Levi bought a brisa, and then this brisa supports him. Kishem shaloka al achiloso, kach loka al bishulo. What does he mean? Kishem shaloka al achiloso. Zayis mibos. In other words, just like we say mitztarfin in achila. So that if you eat a chatzi zayis of each, which totals a kezayis, you're chayev. So too, in bishul itself, you can apply this principle of tarfin. If you have a chatzi zayis of each and you cook them together, you'll be chayev for bishul. And that's what he writes here, that dimso habraisa sabishal achila, kishem shal achila poshut shal loke pekzayis, kichol dine achila shabator, kach loke gam al abishal pekzayis. Now let's try to understand the sheet of Levi according to Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon says that Rav patters you up from Bishul because of the principle of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So what does Levi hold? So I have a footnote here that I think changes the whole shot. Again, I don't know who he's quoting right now, so we'll take it for the time being on blind faith. I think Alpshad is good, that Levi holds Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul and Basar B'chol, but let's see what he says. Now, in order to appreciate this footnote, we have to read one more line in the Gemara.
Right.
Ube'eze Bishul Amru, Bebishul Shacherim Ochlano So Machmas Bishul. So at some point, the Gemara quotes another part of this brisa that goes off on a bit of a tangent. I mean, we're still talking about the Isur Basar B'chol, we're still talking about Bishul Basar B'chol, and whether you're chayv or not. But now the brisa is addressing a different question. What constitutes Bishul? How cooked makes it cooked so that you'd be in violation of the Isur Bishul? So now I want to read to you this footnote. Our Rabbeinu Gershon Shapirish es ha-seifa shel divrei Rav be'inyan bishul achar bishul b'farish ken gam es divrei Levi. In other words, this Seifa, this last add-on piece, is also a discussion about Bishol Achar Bishol, according to Rabbeinu Gershon, and specifically for Levi. Ubir. Now let's read the next piece in Rabbeinu Gershon. He says, "Be'ezeh Bishol Omru Kol Shacherim Ochlino." So Klomar Dimitchila Lo Nisbashel Kol Tzarko. Uba Hu VeNotal Chatzi Zayis Mizeh VeChatzi Zayis Mizeh Hu Bishlo Kol Tzarko. He says, "Kavonas Abraisa Lo Levi." Shalom is bashlu biyore gedola called tzarkon. In other words, even Levi agrees that ain bishal achar bishal, if I read this correctly. Norvas, when did Levi say he's chai for the second bishal? That's only because in the first yorah, lonis bashlu called tzarkon.
So it's a different case than that?
No, I guess if I understand correctly, again, in Rabbeinu Gershon's frame of reference, Rav and Levi are arguing about a case where the first Bishul brought it up to the point of Kemaychol ben Josai, meaning less than full-fledged Bishul, and the second Bishul was not just some sort of Maisakov, you know, it wasn't just that he was doing some sort of mechanical act of Bishul, it was a purpose in his Bishul. He wanted to bring the food to the point at which it would be comfortable to eat the food. It would be delicious and tasty. It would be completely cooked. So again, Lo Nisvashel Biyorah Gedola called Tzarkon. So he was Mevashel it enough in the first Bishul that he'd be Chayef a Bishul, but it wasn't Mevushel called Tzarkon, but still past the threshold of what the Torah defines as Bishul. It is edible. It's not raw. But Ata now, Choser Mevashlan. Now he's doing a second Bishul, not as some sort of insane act, but because he wants to make it into Kol Tzarko. Shekol She'en Achirim Ochlin Oso Machmas Bishulo Harishon. Right, since most people would not want to eat it as a result of this first Bishul, because it was Lo Nisbashel Kol Tzarko. Is Yochel Adayin Amavashel Hasheni L'schayv Al Bishul Nosaf? In other words, even Levi is not formulating an absolute rule that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. He's formulating a rule of Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul in a case where there's a Bishul Nosaf that brings the foodstuff from this Bosom Cholov mixture from the state of Nisbashel, but low called Tzarko, to the state of Nisbashel called Tzarko. That's where the second Bishul is meaningful. And on that, I assume Rav argues.
On Shabbos? On Shabbos?
I guess it's a machlokas rishonim him in Shabbos, you know, whether or not he'd be chayiv in that case. And that machlokas rishonim him in Shabbos really applies beautifully here. In the machlokas Levi, Rav and Levi, according to this, at least this interpretation of Rabbeinu Gershon. I'm not sure if that has to be the only way of learning Rabbeinu Gershon. I mean, that's not the way we intuitively interpreted Rabbeinu Gershon. The Avshomer Levi Lehedja, Sheha Ochel Bosa Mechol of Elu Loker. Right? So you'll ask me the following question. Why, Levi says that after the first Bishul, if he eats it, he gets Malkus. Right? And then he says, we af lokal Bishul, if he would go ahead and cook it a second time, he would get Malkus. The implication is that he ate it and he incurred a chiyuv Malkus before the second Bishul. Hainu sha'ochlam li'achar Bishul ma'rishon, u'medubar bishin esvashlu b'rishon u'kemaychol ben Josai. So after the first Bishul achieved Kemaychol ben Josai, then he went and he ate it, he's chayav for achila. Shim lokein, if it didn't even reach Kemaychol ben Josai, eino nechshav Bishul klal, we call it tarkula. Umikolakov, and nevertheless, even though he's chayav for achila, because he already achieved a Bishul on the first round, and it's royal achilu kemaicha menjol soy. Nevertheless, mikomakom chayev hachozer mevashlam me'achad demosif la sosam reuim legamri lachila v'lachay loka afal bishul. So again, I don't know where he's quoting this from. Usually, the besifta has a source. You know, he says I am besefer so and so.
So in that case, if he did the bishul of Machob
and Rasoi,
so
you'd
be chayef le'apishol, and they did it again later,
you chayef
again?
Yeah, so it's chayef twice. That's Levi's chiddush. And Rav can't tolerate that. How can you be chayef twice for the same chefta, two times from two bishuls on the same? If the first bishul is a bishul, so why should the second bishul be chayef? And if the first bishul is not bishul, why is it chayef for the first bishul? And Levi says it's chayef for both bishuls because the first bishul only took it up to Kimayach ben Rasoi, which the Torah recognizes as a valid bishul, and the second bishul was meaningful in that it took it to the state of called sarko, that improvement also constitutes a bishul. But if, let's say, it was mevushal called sarko, then even Levi would agree, according to this interpretation in Rabbinic Gershon, that he's not high for a second bishul, it's also an ori mevushal.
But if we took it to that conclusion by Shabbos, so if I had Adam, I did it, and then I stopped doing it again,
get two sets of molecules.
Or a chattis, I have to be two. If I stopped, and then.
Oh, on Shabbos.
On Shabbos. If I stopped,
right.
And I remembered it's Shabbos, and then I forgot it's Shabbos again,
right.
And I did it again.
Mishnah Alos, sure. Because we're saying Yesh Bishach HaBishon in this case, according to Levi. But it sounds like Rav rejects this for this very point. You can't be chayv twice on the same chefta for bishul twice. I mean, if it's mevushal, it's mevushal. Ein bishul achad bishul. So Rav takes a kind of a technical rule called ein bishul achad bishul. That which is mevushal does not lend itself to bishul. And Levi says, no, let's look at the second bishul from the perspective of whether it's meaningful and it accomplishes something. If it accomplishes something, then why can't you be chayv for a second bishul on the same, even though it was mevushal already? And he points out that the language of Levi seems to indicate that had he eaten it between the first bishul and the second, he would be chayv. So if we're interpreting it as kemaicha ben Josoi, that's enough of a bishul to create a heftz of bas b'chol for which he's chayv in achila. Pretty fascinating, no? Alright, we'll stop here.